From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the challenges faced by the United States in Afghanistan are very difficult, but that's not a reason to abandon the military effort led by U.S. troops there.
If I didn't think that it was important for our national security to finish the job in Afghanistan, then I would pull them all out today.
The president on CBS's Early Show. Mr. Obama heads to Atlanta at this hour, where he'll give an update on his goal of ending U.S. combat operations in Iraq. By the end of this month, the number of U.S. troops there will have declined from 144,000 to a transitional force of just 50,000. In remarks prepared for a meeting of the Disabled American Veterans Group, the president says the U.S. commitment in Iraq is changing to a civilian effort led by diplomats. Charles Edwards of member station WABE reports the president is likely to face questions from the disabled vets about moves to speed up government benefits.
The group hopes to hear Mr. Obama's plan for reducing the backlog of federal disability claims for veterans. After the speech, the president dines with Democrats to raise money. The luncheon is part of a four-city swing to fundraise for November elections. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.
BP may be ready by late tonight to start the first of two steps aimed at killing the runaway oil well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico once and for all. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the first step, called a static kill, involves injecting mud and possibly cement into the apparatus that sits atop the wellhead.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says he's confident the well can handle the strain.
That could result in us filling the entire well up, bringing the pressure to zero, and if that's the case, then we've taken away about half the job that we will need to do from the bottom.
It's similar to a failed attempt made in May when oil was gushing from the well. Since then, a containment cap has been holding back the spill. If the static kill works, the final steps involve pumping more mud into the well from the bottom. A relief well is nearly finished, which will also pump cement into the well as the ultimate fix. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Health officials in Pakistan are sending medical teams to flood-ravaged areas of that country to try to head off any outbreak of cholera. The flooding, triggered by monsoon rains, has killed more than 750 people and forced hundreds of thousands to flee their homes. Navy Vice Admiral Mike Lefevre says the U.S. is sending emergency supplies, including food and rescue boats, to the hardest-hit areas.
The United States is here to support Pakistan in their time of need. As a strong ally, as a strong friend, and as a partner, we're here to help and to try to do anything we can.
Lefevre says the floodwaters have destroyed more than 14,000 homes so far in Pakistan. Three people are believed dead in the crash of a commercial cargo plane in Alaska. The plane went down in the Denali National Park. This is NPR News. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, says he'd like to meet face-to-face with President Obama in a televised debate over the disputes between the two countries. Ahmadinejad will be in New York next month for the UN General Assembly meeting. He has proposed debates with U.S. presidents in the past, but the offers have all been rejected. At least one person is dead and four others injured in Jordan after rockets aimed at Israel missed their mark. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem. The rockets landed instead in the Jordanian resort city of Aqaba.
The rockets were fired in the early hours of the morning, the apparent target, the Israeli resort city of Eilat. But Israeli police say the barrage did not make it to the southern town, though the attack did result in casualties. One of the projectiles exploded in front of the Intercontinental Hotel in the Red Sea resort town of Aqaba in Jordan, which is just over the border from Eilat. The rest of the rockets either fell in the sea or in open desert, according to officials. It's not clear who is behind the rocket fire, but Islamist militants operate in the nearby Sinai Desert and have been behind a number of other attacks on Israel recently. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Arizona's Department of Corrections is planning to increase security at a prison there. The move comes after three convicted murderers escaped over the weekend. The director of the Corrections Department, Charles Ryan, says the inmates who cut through a fence should have been stopped before they got out.
That's what's being investigated, because we do know that the security alarm system went off and they were able to escape without detection.
Ryan says one of the three escapees has been recaptured after an early morning shootout with police. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR